Hänge!
Gib mir das Hänge!
Gib mir
das
hoch!
Okay, okay.
We are Brown Boy Pods.
Monik, start it off. Let's go. Introduce our guest today, bro.
So guys, we have a very special guest here.
Very special, bro. You found me on a cruise.
Mr. Corporate Kanguda.
Corporate.
Why do they call you Corporate Kanguda?
Yeah. Please explain.
Oh, okay, okay. Bro, so I had one. Woo! I had an internship for 1 month. Yeah. And these guys, you guys teared ass, bro.
Why?
Being corporate slave, matrix lover, all this shit, bro.
Wait, for working in a corporate job?
For working, you've worked at a corporate job longer than me, bro.
I've worked like almost a year at corporate.
Exactly. And no. You're telling me I'm Corporate Kanguda.
No, I didn't say anything.
See,
bro.
He's an uncle.
Hey, uncle, asala.
Yo, we got an audio board this podcast, bro.
No. Okay, okay. You know what I've learned from working corporate, though?
Yeah.
Is like everything else in your life, like when you work in corporate, so like boring, bro. Have you ever felt that?
Bro, all the time, bro.
Every day you're doing the same tasks over and over again, meeting the same people. Look at you. I want to drive a truck, bro.
Bro, I'm not
going
to lie. Enter the clip here.
My work. Yeah. I had like work kadi jeep see. Yesterday was raining. I was just sitting in the jeep. Kadi udhar lage.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, that's sick, man.
The thing about like corporate job, right? You're sitting down in office. Your back's gonna get messed up, and then you're just gonna become a corporate slave for the rest of your life.
See, bro. Education is low key a scam.
Yeah,
education's a scam, bro. Like I'm not trying. I'm already done uni. You're not. So I don't want to get like say too much, but like think about it. I go to school for 5 years.
Yeah.
When I was interning, I was getting paid almost like as much as people doing just regular jobs that didn't go to school. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, the thing is like look. You get like when I graduated high school, right? I'm pretty sure like everyone was like this. Mm-hmm. I took a year off. Did you take a gap year?
I didn't take a gap year.
Damn, so you just got straight into it.
I got straight into it, bro. So that's what I regret.
I took a gap year, right? Yeah. And like in this gap year, I wanted to do something, but I never did anything.
What do you want to do?
I did like the videography thing, right?
Yeah.
I did that for like a year. And then like I was like, oh, let me do. My parents were always telling me, yo, do this. Like do school.
Yeah.
So I did uni 2 years, graduated. And now I'm in like a limbo, bro. Now I don't know what to do.
Bro, that's how I am right now.
Have you seen the Baba's video? He goes like, "Fir tuhi suicide kar."
Real shit, on some real shit, bro. Like, yeah. Do you really see yourself working corporate for the rest of your life?
Not for the rest of my life, but I do. Okay, I've always had this like fantasy of I go to office job, right? Like drive a nice car, go to the office.
Yo,
nice
facts,
job.
Right?
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah,
everyone
yeah.
has that as a little kid, especially when you start university. But my thing is like, oh, bro, I've done it already. I kind of went through it for a year. Like, I'm down to do it for a couple more years, but I definitely want to start my own, like, business, whether it be, like, IT related.
Yeah.
Who knows, bro? Who knows
what I'm doing? Hacking, bro.
Oh, yeah, you talk about, say what you were saying earlier.
So let me tell you guys. Let me give you a good business idea, bro. Let me put you on some real, real shit, bro. Guys, listen. If you guys are doing computer science, software development, you know what's in the market right now? Hacks.
Hacks.
Make a hack for any game. Call of Duty. PUBG Mobile. I know India, bro. People love PUBG.
Oh, yeah. You're in India. Do you know those little chips with like 50,000 games on it? Like that put in your PSP or your PlayStation?
Yeah.
I used to have that shit, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my, that was the thing, bro. you go to the guy, 500 rupees. ₹500. Sorry, yeah, man.
Actually,
yeah.
Damn, bro.
I used to have like WWE like 2K7, like all that shit, bro. Back in the day.
Yo, and the thing is, what's it called? You make a hack and you sell it for like $25 a piece.
Yeah.
And then you can make like billions, bro. In China, bro, it's $1 billion market for,
you
know, hacks.
If the CIA is listening, we're not actually going to do this, allegedly.
No, we're going to do this. We're going to do this right now. Right when this podcast ends, we're going
to
go.
And even at the start, he's like, I don't want to get canceled now. He's like saying the whole shit.
Not quite now, bro. It's okay.
Oh my God, bro.
But yeah, bro, hacking games and stuff, bro. You do computer science, bro.
I do. Yeah, I'm done now, bro. But I'll be honest, the type of shit that they teach us in like computer science is like barely hacking related. You can figure shit out by yourself, obviously, right? Because we do like Linux and all that shit. Like, if you know it, you know it. If you're interested, you're going to search it, right? But
at SAIT, they had a thing called hackathon.
Oh, yeah, we had that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it
1 year. And it's kind of weird. We're not going to do all these guys are like nerds, bro.
Yeah, this guy doesn't fit in, right?
Yeah, he does not.
I'm like, I was the guy in computer science that like cared more about like just getting it done with, rather than just like
gym.
Nah, okay, kind of. But like I was like the guy that was in and out. I wasn't like always asking teachers questions. Well, how do I do this? Oh, if I wanted to make extra shit, like nah,
bro. I don't know, man. Like school for me, bro. It's just like not it.
Yeah.
I finished. Now you're in this like situation. I'm like whatever. I want to learn how to code though.
Coding's fun, bro. Once you learn how to code, you do so much shit you can do. Like, I built websites for fun by myself, just like sitting there. Yeah. Like, I've done
it for
like
school. What other guys, Brown Boy Pods merch?
Soon?
Brown Boy Pods merch soon, bro.
Soon?
Yeah, soon.
What are you looking at? What type of merch?
So
Kachina?
No. Kachina ni?
Like, no, like Brown Boy Kachina coming soon, bro.
Spider-Man Kachina.
Spider-Man Kachina.
No, probably like t-shirts with maybe we'll...
Shout out,
You know what will sell,
drip.
Bro?
Yeah.
You know what will sell? Yeah, I know a guy who will literally buy all your, if you guys sell tracksuits,
yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you that'll pop off.
Brown boy pods, bro.
Yeah, brown boy. Brown BDP. Boy.
No.
Have brown boy tracksuits.
Have you seen the tracksuits with drip? Did it drip the tracksuit?
I've never seen them.
They're sick.
Are
man.
They?
Yeah.
Bro, shout out Drip by Rage, bro. Thank drip you for the shares, brother.
Their clothes are actually really nice.
Yeah.
Bro, it looks. It's a little expensive. I can't lie.
No, but it's quality nice.
No, the quality's nice. I'll low-key buy it if I had money, bro.
Yeah.
Like, okay, say, if you bought $100 the t-shirt, khareedni hai,
yeah.
Rather, I would buy his $70
t-shirt. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because they're better in design and stuff.
They're repping our culture as well, you know?
Yeah,
that's what I like.
Sidhu Moosa t-shirts are so nice.
Have you seen my dad? Did he push the podcast?
Yeah, Santaji. Santaji. Shout out Santaji. I don't know why I said that, bro.
No, those like.
Okay, guys.
Whatever.
Did you see the new Sonam Bajwa video?
No, I didn't. I heard about it. What happened? She got canceled or some shit, right? You sent it to me.
Yeah.
Why? What'd she say?
So she was
the Christian one, right?
Yeah.
She's Christian.
Okay.
She's not sick.
Okay. Oh, they
say
my views.
Yeah.
You wanna go to Christianity? Go.
Exactly.
Main kuch kehnda nahi.
Yeah.
But then she's like. Menu Jesus se rab labya and I don't know mala ji padde ne de ch ki rakhya like why are you saying
she mala, said that
yeah why are you saying like bad things about Sikhi
yeah
you want to go to Christianity
you want to believe in what you want to believe in go ahead don't ever I don't care what religion you are don't undermine someone's religion because that could be the world to them right
exactly
okay if the Sonam Bajwa thing right if she's Christian good for her bro I know a lot of Punjabis that are Christian right
yeah.
Good for them
like
why would you
buddy,
undermine yeah
the guy I work with every day he's Christian
yeah like there's okay if you want to talk about inaccuracies and she's like there's so many inaccuracies in Christianity as well I'm not going to say them you believe in what you want to believe
was she born in Christianity or was
no,
she like,
no
she's a
Bajwa,
she's a Sonam Bajwa man
so wait so that doesn't make any sense her name is Sonam Bajwa she's converted into Christianity
she
has to change her name
bro okay I don't know about exactly what it is don't I people know. Get money when they like convert in India?
I've seen those people.
Yeah.
Even here, they like convert into Christianity and they get money.
Yeah. Oh, this is controversial to you guys, but like, I don't really like, I don't know too much about Christianity.
Like, we don't have a problem. Yeah. But Sonam Bajwa saying things about Mala is...
That's a problem.
Like the thing is like...
What was the context? Sorry.
People like put money on top of religion. So I kind of understand where they would kind of come from, like converting into a certain religion.
If you think about it,
to get
days,
money.
If you think about it, like these days, there's a lot of people that are agnostic or atheist,
so and they don't care
but they would show that they're religious just to appease people whether it be their family or their friends.
Facts.
In the inside they don't care, right?
Yeah,
like you could be like, what's to stop them from like going to a different religion if they're getting money, right?
Yeah,
the just bag's a bag, bro.
Just so you guys all know, we're all sick. All of us are sick.
We're sick. Yeah,
I get all, bro, I always get confused with being Arab, bro.
Bro, I get confused with like not anymore, like before when I had like buzz cut, like Colombian or like fucking like Mexican. I get the Mexican thing.
I saw him at Tame with a topi on. I was like, "Eta koi ho rahi hai."
Yo, one of my friends. They thought I was Arab or something. No, I'm sick. Punjabi, you're like,
yeah, kada. Everyone show your kada.
My kada is small, though, yo, Loki. I need a bigger one.
I have a small one, too, bro. Oh, we got the same one.
Actually?
Almost, no.
No, mine is small as hell.
Oh, yo, okay. For the Sonam Bajwa, what was the context she was, like, talking about?
So, I have not seen the full show.
Yeah.
I was at work.
It was live TV?
I don't know if it was live TV or it was broadcasted on TV.
Fuck, I thought it was like it would have been like something like she said on Instagram or something.
No.
Oh shit.
So and the video I sent to you.
Yeah.
She's like, oh man, menu Jesus. Sit up, labia. I found God in Jesus.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
She could have just ended it there.
Yeah, she just could have ended
she's
it.
Like,
there.
She's like, pata nahi ki mala ji padi jande. I'm like,
oh my god.
That's actually bad. That's actually bad.
I mean, that's
really bad. Lokane mudda chakke, like, did people get pissed at that? Or
yeah, I've seen so many edits from on TikTok.
Oh, fuck,
and all that. That's bad, bro. Like, you shouldn't disrespect people's religions, bro.
Shame on you, Sonam Bajwa.
Everybody, if you follow us, go on and follow Sonam Bajwa.
Yeah, follow right now.
Also follow Bamba Pods. Okay, I don't know, man. I'm still kind of like, if I was there, first of all, the interviewer was, if you're Punjabi, even talk back. I don't care who you are, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, the interviewer is the, like, they're trying to get all the information. They're trying to make it like.
That's true. They want more controversy.
More controversy.
Okay. Episode one, Proud Boy Pods. No more Naseeb
talking.
You guys don't like Naseeb?
No, it was just.
I kind of rock with
it. We listen to
it. Yeah, his music's pretty fire.
Good. The things he did is not.
He
just called Diljit like a sellout, right?
Yeah, basically.
You think he's a sellout?
Nah. Oh, man. Bro, Diljit performed. I saw the Tonight Show thing, bro. That shit was sick. Like, Pagabani ke hai, right?
No. I just don't understand. No, okay. Why would he name his Twitter Dil Illuminati? Punjabi's a little, you know. Kind of Punjabi.
Whitewashed.
Oh, okay.
It's not that bad. Not that bad.
Tika, you know, it's not like fucking. It's not like absolutely like the brown girl whitewash type thing.
Oh, asi edda karte
hage. Asi
edda karte hage. Asi Starbucks peeni hage.
Yeah, no.
Peeni hage ya.
That's horrible, bro.
Oh my god.
Toda, tusi ki karde hunde si?
Tusi ki karde ho?
Oh my god.
Bro, have you seen those TikTok videos like, oh, what I'm preparing for my Punjabi boyfriend? And they like make all
that. No, I've never seen it. I don't go on TikTok that much. What is it?
Yeah, the Gori and Latina. They were like making. I saw this video where the Latina, she grabs. Was it Latina or white girl? White or was it Punjabi?
I've
don't know.
I've seen like Koreans. Ajika like Punjabi and bolde. I was like, oh, that's it.
Pakistani?
Yeah.
They would grab the roti.
Yeah.
And then they would cut it in a heart shape.
Oh, I've seen that video.
Yeah. But what did you do with the rest of the roti? Roti, bro? Do you like throw it out?
No. The floor, you just mix it up with everything.
They would just like take the heart shaped roti and then give it to their like.
Oh.
That's pretty proper, yo.
Bro, Emma, you shouldn't have gave me this like soundboard. Bro, that's too funny.
How much do you think this costs, bro? This whole soundboard,
bro. I don't know, bro. Let's search it up.
You should get one and then get a whole studio in your house.
We can get a cheap one for guys.
If you want us to buy this. Jaake follow kar lo.
$50. You can get one for $50.
$50?
But this one probably like.
What is it? Call it equalizer, right?
Yeah.
Amazon. Like a.
No, but it has like everything, right?
Yeah, this one's probably like this one probably like a grand, two couple grands, couple bills. Goina, at Brown Boy Pods.
Follow karo.
I have a question for both of you guys. Yeah. You guys do gym, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys like have a, like, let's say you can eat out anywhere, because I know you're like on a diet or whatever.
Yeah.
But when you go work out, what do you eat after?
Chicken.
No. But like fast food.
Oh, I don't eat fast food that much.
Starbucks coffee.
Okay, I drink Starbucks. Me and you, we went to the gym a couple times.
Yeah.
After gym, Starbucks.
I just get coffee. Like, really? If I do, like, I don't. Sugar, like I've controlled it a lot now. Like, I'm cutting now.
Yeah.
Before that, I was like really fat. Like, this guy remembers.
Yeah.
I was like, "Tiddy, bro, put it to
bro, bro." Okay.
So the only sugar I have, is and coffee. That's it.
That's it. Same.
Really?
So, yeah. All I eat after home. I don't eat, so I work out fasted now.
When I had chicken and rice. Yeah. I got a chicken at home.
Bro, my diet sucks.
Then I have eggs for my work. Then I'm gonna get a coffee. That's it.
Bro, this guy eats
more than me. So, but I lift more than
I have. Really?
Yeah, you're old, buddy.
I'm actually pretty strong.
Yeah, you're old, buddy.
I have. What's it called? Just 2 days ago. Last night, I ate a whole ass cheesecake, like entire cheesecake.
I could do that. I just control myself now.
I can't control myself, bro. Yeah. Shout out to Baines. Junior chicken, extra mayo, extra lettuce.
Oh, have you tried the sweet chili junior?
Sweet chili. You put that shit too? I get two after gym. Not anymore. Used to.
Yeah, but you know, okay, my shit, I wake up in the morning, I go gym early, like 7 to 9 usually, or maybe
that
like.
That early?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I just have coffee before.
Yeah. So I drink, if I feel like it, I'll have like a monster or something if I need it.
Yeah.
That's it, right? And then I would work out fasted, do cardio first. Cardio first changed my life, and then I get into my weights.
Yeah.
2 hours there, I'm out, and then I don't eat till like maybe 4 to 5.
Damn, bro. I what I heard is you should do your cardio after working out.
I do. I used to do that, right? And I used to do that a lot, and then I felt like because I'm cutting like now, like because I have extra fat.
No cutting.
Huh?
No cardio.
Only bulk.
No, don't say that, bro. We need to get good advice, bro. We need good advice.
Yo, one thing.
It's not, I don't do cardio. Like, I do like outside cardio.
No, I understand. You do torta bahut hai, right?
Yeah.
But like for me.
Torta, like, I play ball.
Yeah.
Outdoors. Rugby too.
What I found out with myself, like I have a very like weird mindset. Yeah. If I finish my workout, like if I do an hour 40 of weights and I want to do 20 minutes of cardio,
yeah.
Bro, I'll tell myself, yo, I'm not going to do this. I'm tired of shit. I already worked out an hour 40. I lifted weights, right? Yeah. If I do it first and then I like lifting weights, right? So if I do the cardio first, it's easier for me to convince myself to keep lifting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's facts.
Yeah, that's why I do that shit.
I don't know, bro. Another good way to for cardio is hiking, bro.
Yeah.
You guys like outdoor nature and shit?
I'm down to hike, bro.
No.
I think I might be going this week.
Where are you going? Which type hike?
Something in Banff. I'm not really sure.
Bro, there's... I have like such a... Mountains, bro. I don't know. I became so obsessive over mountains. Like after, yo, chill. No, not like that, bro. No.
Going up with a goal one
week. This past week, bro. Yeah. I was just looking at YouTube videos on Everest. You know Mount Everest?
Mount Everest. Yeah.
I'm gonna climb that shit, bro. No. One day in my life. I would say when I'm 24, when I'm your age, I'm gonna
go climb Mount Everest. 24 and 21.
Yeah, 3 years, bro. It's okay. I got it.
Bro, but you have to start like doing indoor climbing now. Like do like practice climbs.
Fuck it, bro. I have there's this mountain in Banff called Mount Forbes.
Yeah.
It's a 3-day, 2-day expedition. I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
So you
do you have to be trained? Do you need training
for that? Yeah, bro. You need to climb. You need ice hooks.
No, do they like oh shit.
You do it alone, solo.
You know, okay, we went to the glaciers once, right? This is kinda funny. We went to the glaciers once in Athabasca.
Yeah.
So you know what the guy told me? This still like haunts me till this day.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? Experienced person, when he gets down, he'll take about like a couple hours from a mountain.
Yeah.
Unexperienced takes 30 seconds.
What do you? Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
that's
okay.
The thing, bro.
So, like when you die. Yeah. No. But the thing about another thing about Mount Forbes is the tallest mountain in Banff.
Oh, say word.
In Alberta, when you reach the peak, you're gonna be the tallest person in Alberta.
Okay.
Like you're gonna be up there, and it's a 3-day expedition.
3 days.
3 days. So you do like a 7-hour hike.
Yeah.
You camp.
Yeah.
And then you do another 7-hour hike on top of the mountain, camp. If you do it all in one day, you'll be too, you know.
I went exhausted. To Kananaskis, bro. Like,
oh, yeah.
Know?
I have went.
Yeah, who's down, bro? School, you down to come with me?
Yeah, sure.
3-day expedition.
3-day. When? Give me about a year, bro. Learn how to climb.
Yo, it's bad because.
When are you doing it?
In a year or two. I need to train myself.
Hey, if it's a year or two, bro, I'm down.
It's fucked, though. Like, because there's a glacier you have to cross called Moss Glacier. You fall into a crevice, you're finished. You got to bring a satellite phone.
What's that thing? It's like, I think, is it BC Alberta border? There's like one where there's like, it's all rocks and shit. You have to like hike through like the hills and stuff. It's a very dangerous hike. Like people like die there and shit.
Yemeniska?
Oh, I think it is that one.
It's like with the chains?
Yeah. You have to pull that and there's like steep, like very steep.
Yeah. Bro, I've seen that.
Maybe try that. We should try that first.
But like the thing is, bro, I like my life, bro.
He likes his life. Yeah, he's trying to do the mountain.
The thing is, that mountain is not, you're not going to be like.
You're not alone, I guess.
Off the edge, bro.
Okay, yeah.
Mount Yemeniska, you're like off the edge. Like you look like this.
Yeah.
You're finished, bro. Yeah. You're done.
I know a couple people that did it, bro.
Yeah, it's a difficult hike, bro. But yo.
Welcome to you. I can ask us, Kiasi. जिम क्लास ना वो तो मेरी बांध टूटी बट तभी मैं पूरा माउंटेन क्लाइंब करके
माउंटेन
व्हिच माउंटेन
आई डोंट नो बट
इट्स होल्ड अप इट्स कैननास्किस समथिंग इज नॉट
इट्स अ 6 kilometer हाइक अप 6 डाउन
6 kilometers. I think it's Sulphur Mountain. I think that's the one. That's
right. It is Sulphur Mountain.
It is Sulphur.
When I was like very inexperienced, holy fuck, took me like 7 hours to get up.
Really?
Huh? Oh, bro, when I was, I used to be.
We did it like 3 hours.
3 hours.
I was, bro, I did this in 2020 and I was really, really fat.
I was fat.
I had no rugby.
No, but like, we were like running. We were having competition.
I had no physical background up until that point.
Okay.
And then I climbed all the way up this mountain. It took me so long. And then it took us like an hour to get down, 2 hours to get down.
Okay. Yeah, because
I didn't take the trail down. We just went down.
Bro, that's dangerous, bro. There could be bears and shit, man.
I don't give a fuck about no bears, bro. You care bear spray?
That shit doesn't work, bro. I'm not even. There's videos, bro. Bear spray. There's bears. They like take that shit, bro. They take it because all it's meant to do is just like get in there. It's like pepper spray for us. It gets in there for like 2 seconds.
Yeah. But I have a question for both of you guys. Yeah. There's two places you can go, right?
Yeah.
Would you rather go live the city life in Dubai, or would you rather go to Iceland? If you guys know how Iceland looks.
Iceland's nice.
What about you?
I would go Dubai though, because I can't do the whole nature thing for too long.
Really?
Yeah, I can't do it for too long.
What about you?
Are we getting any money?
No. You're given like 50k. go to Dubai or go to Iceland? Like, we'll pay like a
Dubai.
Iceland.
I'll go to Iceland.
Buddy, 50K in Dubai? Dubai, I just know Aina camera in life for a living. Just a tip.
No, for vacation. 50K for vacation.
I'll go to Dubai.
No, Dubai, bro. That's the one you're talking about is like the 7-star hotel. Why would you live there, bro? Like, why would you go there?
No, okay, but the thing is, like, bro, Iceland is so much more. Bro, search it up.
I've seen it. I've the Blue Lagoon and all that. Like, lagoons and shit are nice there.
It's good.
Yeah.
Dubai is, bro, Dubai, like, it's fake, man.
Yo, okay, it's fake, but it's like, yo, what if I see Karnaj? Like, yo.
Well, he lives there, right?
Yeah. All these artists live there.
Apartmenton chalte show the. Guys, I'm going to Edmonton show.
The thing about Dubai is, like, fake weather. You know, they mess with the weather, right?
I was saying, they have the fucking thing that they did in Hawaii, the laser beams.
Yo, I don't know what they did, about bro. That? Wait, what?
Yeah, laser bro, the fucking, there's a big conspiracy with the whole, like, fires in Dubai. So what happened was, they have this, apparently, there's, like, this satellite they use to, what? Not yet. So there's apparently this, like, satellite they use to, hold on, which one was it? It was this one?
This one.
No.
That's the purpose.
But it's gonna get cut. No, it was this one. No, was it?
The blue one, buddy.
This one? All right. Okay. So what happened was, so when the fires happened in Hawaii, apparently there's this satellite that the government uses in US, or like, I don't know if it's used around the world, to kind of control the weather, right? And what?
How would they do that with the laser?
Bro, it's just like start fires.
Oh, to start fires.
Yeah, and stuff like that, right? Fuck. And then, so this is like straight from Joe Rogan, bro. Like I'm not really experiencing shit, but they did that because people wanted more land. Like, all the elites wanted more land in Hawaii. So they're trying to, like, burn everything down so the elites can, like, get the residents to kind of get out, right?
Yeah.
Hawaii, just say claim it's, like, dangerous territory and stuff.
Yeah.
That shit's still not resolved till today. Like, if you look at, like, Hawaii, it's still fucked. Like, people's houses are gone. Like, a lot of people are selling their land, bro. Because, like, what do you do? What do you do if that happens, right?
Plus, it has volcanoes in Hawaii.
What happened in Punjab? We are like the...
Yeah.
I think, bro.
Yeah, but we're not the US, bro.
Do you miss Punjab?
Yeah, I do, bro.
I really want to go. I haven't been
since 2014. See,
if you have a business in Punjab, my international students are saying, if you have a business in Punjab,
all you dippers. No, I'm joking. Yeah,
I'm joking. If you have a business in Punjab, don't come to Canada, man.
It's not worth it. Trade off's not worth it.
If you have Jameen, just chill, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm seeing that some of them are alone. Punjab is a lot.
Exactly.
You can live there like a king.
Like, literally.
You know what the thing is, bro? It's about the whole, like, mindset thing. They wanna be Western. It's not even their fault. It's the fault of Canada and US always marketing it.
Doing
India, Janne, what do you see on the news? Visa application here. Oh, it's apply karo. Thanu asi Canada's like.
Vinay Hari.
Yeah, Vinay Hari, bro. I see that guy shit here, bro. I see his shit here. That's the thing.
Chata gaya Toronto
wala. Badi badi kiti bhai.
No, so jay hone ekdam like, if they're getting marketed this shit, of course they're gonna want to come here, bro. They want to experience it, bro. I'll be honest, like, half these guys just want to see goated people, bro. Like,
if they want to experience it,
vacation,
just come on up. Tourist visa, buddy. Why do you need a study visa?
Gaddiyan leniya jehdi utthe mildiyan ni.
Sab milda utthe.
Yo, you can actually. No.
You can't get some cars in India.
Like, it's opposite.
Ohi da shauk ah. Like, think about it. You were younger once. Then you were shauk si, right?
Buddy, I have seen people there with S classes.
Yeah.
With Land Rovers. Sab kuch hai gaya.
Oh, ta minu bhi pata hai ga.
What do you need? Ferrari?
Bro.
Ferrari? Lamborghini?
Yo, they can go on vacation and stuff, bro.
Jede siyane hai, othe rehnde hai, right? But jede hege, the people who get easily targeted, they have weak minds, they get targeted easily, they come here.
Bro, if you're living large in Punjab, you should move here.
But a lot of people aren't living large, right? Like, we can't just say everyone's living
large.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know someone who used to be a officer in police, like a higher officer, DSP.
Yeah.
A like district huh. officer.
Hmm.
He retired.
He retired.
Yeah.
Bro, Kavari.
Buddy.
I know a guy, janitor, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, he's like 70 years old, Baba, right?
Yeah.
He knows my dad and stuff.
Yeah.
He moved back to India. Yeah, he's like, yo, I can't stay here. It's like, I'm living better over there.
Yo, did you guys hear about the guy in Calgary that used to be the singer that used to own like all of Calgary? Or like all the Chinook area?
No, I don't.
It was like something the king, Sajjan was telling us one day.
When?
You don't remember? Let me search him up right now. ASMR.
I don't want to drink from
guys. Guys, yes.
Koi like the CEO juice.
Okay.
Back into it. Smart.
Back in, okay. All right, so we're back. Okay, so the guy I was talking about, his name was Harnam Singh Hari. So he came to Canada, I think. I don't know if it was through the Kamagata Maru, right? Like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right? I know what you're talking
so
about.
So I don't know if it was back then, but it was like, okay, 1910. Oh,
so he was here long time ago.
Like early 1900s.
So that's why.
Right? Okay. So like, so he came here early. He came to Alberta somehow. Like he had nothing in his pocket. Damn. And he started working like small jobs, right? Like he started working at a factory. I forgot what it was. And then he's like carry shit, like all that stuff, right? So he started making money like that. But he was barely like, you know, back in the day, you get a couple cents, whatever, right?
Yeah, barely.
And then he started buying like pigs.
Pigs.
And then he had a whole pig monopoly at one point. And bought, I think, most of what we know as the Chinook area. Yeah. It was under him.
Damn.
And his, I think it's still owned by his family.
Oh,
and
shit.
And I don't know exactly how many, like, probably like in the hundreds, bro. Probably in the thousands of acres, bro. And it was a Punjabi guy in early 1900s. Like,
it's crazy.
If you guys think that brown people aren't shit, bro.
Bro. There's a story where I'm not, I don't know if this is like, this is a TikTok knowledge, but there was a RCMP officer. He went in to like take some Aboriginal kids, you know, to like take them to the church and convert them or whatever.
Or like assimilation.
But the sick guy, like there's a sick guy that lived in that like area.
Yeah.
He didn't let him, bro.
It's kind of Apne are brave, bro.
Apne are like, oh, fuck you. But then you see that, then you see the racism, bro. You see the racism on the comments and stuff.
The what? Racist what?
Comments and stuff. Bro, oh my God. The amount of racism I see against our people is insane. Bro, international.
Gandhavaya internationals.
Yeah, no, internationals.
Marek's, no, no. You know what? Marek's friends are going to be in the comments.
Sorry. No. No, bro. Love you all, man.
Okay, Gandhanabha.
See, hon jeda India is... ਕਈ ਹੁਣ ਇੰਟਰਨੈਸ਼ਨਲ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਵੀ ਗੰਦ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ
ਆ
ਯਾ
ਲੈਟਸ ਜਸਟ ਟੇਕ 18 ਟੂ 24 ਇਅਰਸ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਆ ਆਹ ਵਿੱਚ ਯਾ ਇਨ ਜਨਰਲ ਲਾਈਕ ਕੋਈ ਇੰਟਰਨੈਸ਼ਨਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੋਈ ਕੈਨੇਡੀਅਨ ਸਿਟੀਜ਼ਨ
ਓਕੇ
ਇਫ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਗੱਡੀ ਦੇ ਗੋਨਾ ਡੂ ਬਰਨ ਆਊਟਸ
ਬਟ ਆਈਵ ਨੈਵਰ ਡਨ ਬਰਨ
ਆਊਟ ਦੈਟਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਹੁਣ
ਆਪਾ ਆ ਹੁਣ
ਆਈਵ ਨੈਵਰ ਡਨ ਬਰਨ ਆਊਟ
ਹੁਣ ਆਪਾ ਥੋੜੇ ਚਲ ਓਕੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਅੰਕਲ ਹਨਾ ਯੂ ਆਰ 24
ਆਈ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਗੋ
ਯੂ ਡੋਨਟ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦੈਟ
ਰੀਲੀ ਯਾ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਸਕੇਅਰਡ ਆਈ ਡੋਨਟ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਰੂਮ ਮਾਈ ਕਾਰ ਬ੍ਰੋ
ਹੁਣ ਵੇ ਸੋ ਇਥੋਂ ਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨਿਆਣੇ ਆ ਦ Beamer guys.
But yo, that's like with everyone. It's not just brown population. Yeah, black, white people.
So
have you seen America? The circles, bro? Like
oh, that
people getting hit and everything.
Like, no, I thought you were talking about the little like the racism. The we make the world like, you know, the ching chong ching chong ching chong.
Sorry,
what were you saying?
If we see black people too, some of them like they smell.
Yeah.
Like no racism, they smell.
We're in a train and someone white, black, Latina, you smell them, they smell bad. But in my head, I don't think like, oh, he smells bad. Their whole like...
Bro, we smell bad. Tarka, bro. We smell bad.
But like, it's like you smell someone, that's just that person. It's not like you're going to blame their entire...
Yeah, that's what ends up happening.
Yeah, but it's just for us brown people.
No, yeah.
It's some brown guys, one of the family, they're just ignorant. They don't care.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like one of the smell on the tadka,
bro. My parents, every time I come back from the gym,
tadka on
the every tadka,
tadka,
not tadka,
tadka on the. They're used to it, but
I don't know, bro. Yeah. Like
deodorant is like $5, buddy.
Yo, I saw this video. I saw this video on TikTok, right?
Aluminum free. Sorry, yeah.
And it was an Ontario. Ontario. This, all these people were like doing like. Celebrating Eid, right?
Yeah.
So they're praying in this park, right? Yeah. This Gora, he's like walking with the Canadian flag. He's like, this is my country.
Bro, that's our Nagar Kirtan.
Yeah, bro.
The guy, people. Jesus guy. Jesus guy, bro. Yo.
Bro, like, we respect your religion, respect ours,
bro. Yeah, exactly, bro. Like, we just have more people here.
Exactly. He's like, preach, like, you can preach about your religion, no problem, but, like, it gets offensive when you come to our, like, religious
gatherings.
That's like, me on Christmas, right? Like celebrating Christmas, but just making it like a sick holiday. You know what I mean?
I celebrate Christmas because it's my dad's birthday.
Okay, no, okay. I want to know this.
So,
okay.
Yeah,
this is it wrong to celebrate Christmas? Yeah. I know you're going to say the same shit.
It is.
But since it's like it's integrated into like but culture, like, you know, westernized culture, everyone celebrates.
But can I say something?
Yeah.
Even some Christians don't actually believe in, like, they don't celebrate Christmas because it's apparently a pagan holiday.
Huh? Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that when like Jesus Christ was born?
Yeah, no, okay, I think so that was, isn't that Easter or whatever? You know, Easter came back. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know.
Sorry for all my Christian friends.
Like, please educate us.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Christianity, they have like two types of Christians. Ones are like Protestants.
Oh yeah, we talked about Catholics. This.
One get possessed.
What is Orthodox then? What is Orthodox?
Oh, they are Protestants.
Chali anda. Chali anda.
Protestants are Orthodox.
Yeah.
They're Catholics, and they have some different things.
There is more than like, just.
I have a friend at MRU.
Yeah.
John, he told me everything about these. But yeah.
There's like even like Lutheran. I know that stuff. Like there's
Lutheran
a lot.
Nine,
there's
one,
a lot.
So yeah. So you put a Christmas tree up?
No. We put a Christmas tree up because my niece is young.
We don't.
We do it that way.
No, but like the thing is, like we also in our like Sikh history, right? We also like celebrate the Shaheeds.
Yeah, Dasmi.
Yeah.
You celebrate Dasmi?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
we do too.
Like that's like you know, Guru Gobind Singh Ji and like all like the. I'm not gonna get too religious here, you know, because.
No, you can, bro.
Shaheed Din Hunde Ya Mundeo.
Huh.
So rather than celebrating Christmas, Gurdwara Jaya Karo.
Yeah.
Seva Seva exactly. Karaya Karo.
No, but the thing is, I didn't even know about Dasmi till like way later. A lot of people don't know about it, especially from here.
Apne you know what I mean? Daste,
yeah.
We talking about Dasmi Granth?
No, Dasmi Granth.
The Shaheedi Dehde.
Dasmi is like
the Shaheedi Dehde.
I'm not that educated. I'm like
the Shaheedi
Dehde. See, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. See, a lot of people don't know.
Okay, so
I didn't know. I was like you, like a couple years ago.
Like 21 December to like 1 December, Shaheedi Dehde.
Yeah.
They're called Shaheedi Dehde.
Okay.
Dasmi, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Once a month.
I just didn't know what it was called.
Usually falls once a month in the Canadian, like the normal calendar that everyone follows. Sikhi calendar chalaga. I don't know, I really know. Okay, guys. So I did some research and do you know what Russia is doing?
What is Russia doing?
Monkey soldiers.
Bro, that can work. Monkey soldiers are strong, bro.
Bro, monkey Learn so what face. They're trying to do? Okay, I don't know if they're trying to like convert like humans into monkeys and shit. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to make monkeys smarter so they can listen to like people. So they'll like take command.
Bro, did you know like monkeys can like rip you apart?
Yeah but chimps right? Can. Oh, did you see this
Planet of the Apes, bro?
Yeah.
No, there's a chimp that I don't know the story exactly. I heard this on some podcast, but so what it was, this guy had a chimp, so he had to like go give his chimp to the adoption center or like where they like.
I've heard this story. Yeah.
So one day the guy brings his old chimp cake, right? Yeah, and there's like six different chimps inside, right? And he didn't bring cake for them. He only brought it for the chimp that he knew. The other chimps, I don't know how they got out. They got jealous. They went in and ripped this guy's face apart, bro. I don't know if they killed him. Did they kill him?
I don't know. You search that up. I want to see if he died or not.
Bro.
That's messed up, bro. They had an op, bro.
Bro,
they
did not let that slide. Yeah. I'm not going to show you guys the images. Oh my God, bro. So I'm going to show you guys, but I'm not going to show the camera. That's what they did to his face.
Oh my.
That's his face. They ripped his face apart, bro.
Bro, his eyes are gone.
And bro, his eyes are gone. His face is gone. They had to like do skin grafting. And that's how he used to look like before on the left.
Damn, bro.
I'm going to have to blur this because it showed up in the camera. Man, that's crazy. Imagine getting chimps. Humans can like rip someone's face apart. But it's like we have morals and ethics, right?
Yeah.
No, unless you're like stupid. Unless you get prisoners to like go fight your wars for you. Which is also a good idea.
Search up a hairless chimp. Hairless chimp, you'll see how jacked they really are, bro.
Hairless chimp.
I've seen those.
Holy fuck.
So Russia's like trying to do this. Oh my God.
They're like biceps are
crazy. Oh, that looks like a demon. Jesus, bro.
Yeah.
That looks like a demon, bro.
Bro, these guys, bro, they swing on trees for a living. Yeah,
okay,
man.
Think about it. Okay, so imagine Russia. Oh, that's making it. Okay. No, think about it. Russia gets these people to fight their wars for them. They make them smart enough to go listen to listen to the commander and just go fucking rip everyone's faces apart.
Yeah.
You normal human wouldn't do that. We have morals and ethics.
Yeah.
Right? But it's so easy to manipulate like an animal.
The thing is about the animals too, like they're not losing like troops. You know, they're not losing. You're just, it's an animal, right?
But they die. Animals, they have, these guys have like loyalties too. So if they see one of theirs dying, they're going to get mad, bro.
Yeah.
Right?
Like they have wars with each other.
Yeah, we have emotional. Yeah, they do. Like apes versus chimps and shit, bro.
Yeah, apes versus chimps.
See, you know what
they eat the children.
Aapa bhi bandra to bane
hai. Yeah.
Same thing.
Tu bane honga, main hi bane.
Okay. So the clip shows.
Yeah.
Instagram clip shows.
Yeah.
Waaz do gaddi hi.
Bro, this mic sounds so crispy, right? Yo, that was
It's so sick, right? All of this is gonna be in the clip, bro.
Pause, but I can hear that in my right ear, bro.
I want to talk about some other couples, a couple other shit that we talked about. No, not couples. I need to talk about some other couple stuff. Fuck, I said it again. A couple other shit. Okay, we kind of touched upon this. I wanted to get your opinion.
Okay.
Like the whole Kala Jadu stuff, bro.
Kala Jadu?
Yeah, that shit scares me, dog.
If you believe in Sikhi, you should not be scared of that.
Yeah, we
That's what I'm I not,
bro. I'm not, but like, we said this last time.
Yeah, but Puchevi,
yeah.
The Kala is there for protection.
I asked this uncle.
Yeah.
If like, this okay. was a long time ago. Okay. So what he said was he's like Amrita, he like full, na? Mm-hmm. I asked him and he used to go to my gym and he's like, bro, Kala Jadu hunda ni. But he's like, what I think is Kala Jadu exists, but in Sikhi we're told not to believe it just for our protection. So we won't give mind to it. And I had this theory. Okay, whoa, so whoa. The weaker your mind is, the more susceptible you are to stuff, right? And then, so last episode, I said, if you believe in ghosts, let's say ghosts, right?
I believe in ghosts.
So if you believe in ghosts, you're more likely to get possessed by one. If you don't believe it, if you'd be like, oh, ghosts don't exist, you're not letting that stuff, like that negativity in your mind, and your mind is closed to ghosts. So you can't get possessed, right? Yeah. That was just an example. With Kala Jadu, I feel like,
The last episode, there's a theory.
Yeah.
Ki if you let the ghost in your mind.
Yeah.
If you just resist,
So if you keep saying, so that's a type of resistance. Non-belief in that is a type of resistance, right? Because you're not even opening yourself up to that idea. So if with Kala Jadu, I feel like it's the same thing. If you get scared of it, right? Then if you're scared of it, then you're allowing it to affect you. If you're not scared of it, then it's not going to affect you. That's why I feel like in Sikhi it says that we shouldn't believe in it. So it protects us and protects our mind.
I have a question. So in Christianity they have demons.
Yeah.
In Islam they have jinn. What do we have in Sikhi? What are they called?
The five sins.
No, not no, sin. No, 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 no. We're talking about like
ghosts.
We don't have ghosts.
Yeah, that's the thing.
We don't have a name for them?
Like no, nothing? We don't. That's the thing, right?
Yeah, okay.
But then again, we do believe in reincarnation. All that stuff. So think about that. We still believe in like soul transferring to a different body.
I do believe in ghosts though.
Right, that's the thing.
I do too.
I do too. I've had experiences. I talked about it last episode. Like it kind of got cut off, so I'm just gonna say it again. Like actually, no, they're probably gonna get bored of it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just tell you later. But I've had experiences with ghosts, right? And it's always when I'm either just like very like on my like weakest, like mentally, right? And it's when I have a lot of self doubt. That's when I've noticed that it happens to me. And it's never just like,
you guys down to do like a ghost hunting video?
Yo, let's fucking do it.
Brown boys
go. There's a haunted house. There's a haunted house near my old high school, Western. And it's like
abandoned?
It's abandoned.
We should go.
So
it's nighttime,
bro. You know where the casino is? You know where the casino is near Western with the gold sign? I forgot what it's called. Near Bow Valley?
Oh, is it Cowboys?
No, it's near Cowboys, a casino. I don't know if it is a Cowboys casino. Whatever. It's like near there. That's where the house is. And it's like people got murdered back in the day. Apparently there's like all that stuff.
You know what you guys should do? Do a pod in there.
Oh, that'd be scary.
My God.
And yo.
And then you will listen to the audio. And
guys, if we do that, we're getting you on again. We're going to do all three.
Have you guys seen the, what's it called? The Ouija board? Ouija board?
Ouija board? Fuck, I'm not doing that shit, bro.
Ouija board. Like, Ouija board. Jo bhi kehte hain, yeah.
Ouija board.
Yeah. So one of my friends, he's like, "Apa karte
ya?" Yeah, you did it?
No, I'm like, no.
Fuck that shit.
Fuck that, right?
No Ouija board, bro.
I'm not doing it.
And what, did they have any like experiences with it? Like anything happened?
No.
Nothing happened, so it's bullshit.
Yo, have you guys heard about this stuff from have you guys heard about the stuff at the hotel in Banff
where there's a waiter? Banff Springs Hotel.
Yeah, bro. That shit, like, so you don't know about this?
No.
Okay.
There's a room.
Okay, so in Banff, you might have to chime in because I don't know the full story.
Yeah.
So there was this hotel, and the hotel, someone got murdered in it.
I don't think it was a murder. I think it was, I don't know if there was a murder, but I knew there was a bride.
Oh, the ballroom shit.
Yeah,
right?
She was getting married and she fell down the stairs and died.
Yeah, so that's what happened. Yeah, and then her ghost haunts the ballroom of that hotel. And there's also a bellboy that worked there. And occasionally people see this bellboy and he even takes their stuff to their room, bro.
What the fuck?
And I'm not joking. The story that people say, I've heard it from a couple of different people and I've read it online on Reddit. Most reliable source.
so TikTok, bro.
No, but like, yeah. Like, apparently that people see like shit like that. And it's like an old hotel too. Like, Banff is old, bro.
It's expensive though. Like, there's a room.
It's like a 5-star hotel.
Can you search up the room where they like, with that room? I think it's room like 19 or something. Apparently it's the most haunted room. and you can stay there, and like apparently people have like people will be like have sleep paralysis, and when they wake up they'll see like a ghost looking straight down.
Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel.
So you know what I was thinking?
Buddy, I was gonna stay there last year.
No way.
But this all Banff last year my family was looking at hotels. I was gonna book it.
But see, you wouldn't have any encounters because you didn't believe in
you
that.
You didn't
shit.
Believe in that.
Now
stuff.
When you would go,
yeah.
What I've heard though, do you guys watch this show called Ghost Adventures?
I used to. Yeah.
I watched that shit. Yeah. Still watch it. The thing is, ghosts are actually camera shy. They won't show themselves on camera.
Aww. No, wrong one.
I'm being serious. They don't want to show themselves on camera. That's why you see there's a lot of experiences with ghosts without camera.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, I saw a fucking 6 foot demon or some shit.
Yeah.
But also that could be capped too.
It could be capped. That's the thing. You'll never know.
You'll never know.
I said this the episode that got deleted.
Yeah.
So it's like everyone wants to believe in aliens. But when someone comes forward and says, "Oh, I saw an alien," you're just lying. You're
just lying, capping.
You know what I mean?
It's like that's the boy who called Wolf, bro.
Oh yeah, cried
out Wolf.
Yeah,
bro, I saw a ghost. Who didn't believe you, bro? Yeah. He disappears one day.
Good thing, yeah.
The thing with the ghosts is, have you guys seen the movie? It's a movie and a real story.
Which one?
What Exorcism of Emily Rose?
Oh, that was scary.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Is it the one at the starting where she just goes, that shit?
That's a real story.
Yeah.
Like she was good till she was 16.
Yeah. Don't do that, man.
Not alone, buddy.
Why do? I get scared, bro. So I get goosebumps.
The story is,
yeah,
like she was good till she was 16.
Yeah.
And after she was like 17, 18, to the high school, she got possessed.
Yeah.
And she was like starting to act differently.
Ooh.
They feel once her parents saw her like eating bugs. Gide.
Hey, nutrition.
Protein.
Okay, buddy.
Protein.
And she used to see like demon.
Yeah.
Like, kaise the mooch, like if she's walking past me,
yeah,
she'll see a demon in me. And oh, like it then both vakra behave karne lag pi school nahi jandi thi fir. She used to crawl on her hands like
up. Do that again? Like no. What?
I know what you're talking about, like that.
Yeah.
Like that way.
Yeah.
Imagine she's just a gymnast.
Hey, do you guys watch The Conjuring?
No.
Yeah, that shit scares me, bro.
Buddy.
Oh, they got, yeah, there are real clips of her walking like that.
Really? Just for fun?
No, it's so jado itta karne lag pi, she used to disappear. So the car there.
She's disappeared one day.
No.
You just catch her walking like this on the street.
Okay. Apne kamre chal jandi hai na. So ohde car there ne, like her parents set up cameras in her house.
Yeah.
So they can see where she's going.
Yeah.
And she used to crawl down the stairs.
Yeah.
Keede laake upar jandi hi in her room and eat them.
Look, just imagine that shit, bro. Your child is doing that, bro. What
do you do?
I send shipping her off, bro.
Where, bro?
I don't fucking know.
The Vatican.
Take her to like some holy waters or something.
Yeah.
Don't care. Put her in there, man.
And then they, like, when I said priest Bly. And then they found out she was possessed by 14 demons.
14?
14 different spirits.
Okay. My mad split personality disorder, bro.
Oh, what the fuck? 14?
And yeah, first you thought I saw some, and then she died the next day.
She died?
She died. Her body was, like, so weak.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
It's the one that I was talking about, the movie, right?
The movie. Yeah. It's a movie too, right?
Yeah, that shit was scary, bro. I don't think she died in the movie, did she?
I don't know, man. She died in real time.
Bro, this shit scares me. I feel like that's why you should have a strong mind, bro. That's the main thing. Because if you see, like, possession stories.
She probably wasn't that religious either.
Yeah.
Like, we in Siki, we believe, like, hardcore, like, no way, bro.
100%.
See, in Siki, even if you're like Nihangar, no.
Yeah.
You have at least one granth at your house. Christianity, they don't, like, everyone does not.
Bibles, I feel like it's pretty common. If you go to a hotel room, every hotel room has a Bible in it. Every single hotel room in Canada.
Why is that?
I have no idea.
Even like hotel rooms owned by, like, you know, Gujarati people?
Theory. Okay, you know what the thing is? So rooms tend to get possessed. The theory is room tends to get possessed when there's no one occupying it.
Oh yeah.
So if there's empty spaces, they get possessed.
There's the same theory about chairs.
Did that
if you are sleeping? If you're sleeping,
yeah.
There's an empty chair.
There is.
A ghost can like sit down.
Bro, I have an empty chair in my room.
Same, bro.
Yo, don't give me that shit.
I don't.
Manik, bro, don't give me that shit, bro.
The chair is like my desk chair. You don't have a desk chair?
I have a desk chair. Yeah, it's in my room.
You just place something on it.
Oh yeah, I put close. Yeah. How about that?
Just don't leave it empty.
No, bro. I don't give a fuck. I don't believe in that type of shit.
Yeah, I don't either. No fucking way, bro. I do. I'm just joking. You just said you did at the start.
No, I do. But like, come on, go sitting on my chair. What are you gonna do? Play games or some shit on my computer? Yeah.
Yo,
no way.
Yo, there's been times where my TV randomly turns on. Not gonna lie.
Yo, I have a really crazy story. I got chills in saying this.
All right.
So in front of my house, right?
Yeah.
Some girl.
Where I was parked.
Yeah, exactly where you were parked.
Oh, shit.
Exactly where you parked. There was a car, and they found a dead body in there of a woman. Okay? I kid you not. Mm. I kid you not, bro. Yeah. I went to my room.
Yeah.
I'm getting goosebumps saying this. I went to my room, and I went to sleep. I had a couple of days where my light would turn off randomly. My TV would turn on randomly.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, she's haunting my room or some shit. Because right directly in front, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, something's going on. Like, what the fuck, right? Yeah. So what I did, I put on Bot for 3 days straight on my computer. That have never happened again.
Down.
I feel like Sadabat is like one of the strongest players.
It is. 100%. It's just like, I don't know. When I listen to it, bro, when I'm depressed, I get happy.
I used to feel like, back in India where I used to live.
Yeah.
So in our city, there were like, ਜਦੋਂ ਗੋਰੇ ਮਾਰਦੇ ਸੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਗ੍ਰੇਵਯਾਰਡ ਸੀ ਦੇ ਵਰ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਗ੍ਰੇਵਯਾਰਡਸ ਇਨ ਆਰ ਸਿਟੀ ਪਰ ਉਹ ਥੱਲੇ ਚਲ ਗਏ ਵਿਦ ਟਾਈਮ ਦੇ ਵਰ ਲਾਈਕ ਹਾਊਸਿਸ ਬਿਲਟ ਔਨ ਇਟ ਐਂਡ ਆਰ ਲਾਈਕ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਵਾਸ ਬਿਲਟ ਔਨ ਇਟ
ਟੂ ਦੋਸ ਆਰ ਗੋਰੇ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਦੇਰ ਐਟ ਦ ਟਾਈਮ ਲਾਈਕ ਬੈਕ
ਵੈਨ ਬੈਕ ਆਪਣਾ
ਆਕੂਪੇਸ਼ਨ ਯਾ
ਬ੍ਰਿਟਿਸ਼ ਉਦੋਂ ਲਾਈਕ ਗੋਰੇ ਦੀ ਲਾਸ਼ਾਂ ਉੱਥੇ
ਦਫਨ ਹੋਈਆਂ ਸੀ ਓਕੇ
ਓਕੇ ਸੋ ਦੇਰ ਵਾਸ ਦਿਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਿਸਨ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਦੇਰ ਵਾਸ ਅ ਥਿਊਰੀ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਲਾਈਕ ਦ ਹੋਲ ਥਿੰਗ ਵਾਸ ਯੂਜ਼ਡ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਅ ਗ੍ਰੇਵਯਾਰਡ
ਯਾ
ਤੇ ਆਈ ਯੂਜ਼ਡ ਟੂ ਫੀਲ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੇਰ ਵਾਸ ਗੋਸਟਸ
ਯਾ
ਬਟ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਘਰੇ ਚੱਲ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਸੀ It was like Gurdwara Sahib at her house. I felt like there was like a barrier at her house.
Paath kita hoya, you know?
Paath kita apna kare hai na Gurdwara Sahib pe ya. There's a barrier at her house. Jada unhan andar nahi aunda.
100%.
Okay,
yeah.
You know, okay, this is a story I was going to say last episode. Remember, I was like, I was going to say a story, but I'll leave it for next episode.
Yeah.
This actually happened, and it happened like 2 years ago, and this shit scares me so much. So there was a point where my parents were not in Canada and like living at the house. So it was just me for like a couple months.
Mm. Yeah, you told me.
Yeah. So what happened was one day, this was the day I was going to leave to go to stay with my cousins. Okay, so. Oh my God, bro. Okay, so I was just chilling in my room. I'm getting ready, looking at my tickets. Like, because I was leaving, like, I had to wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning to get to my flight. Because it was like one of those Flair Air flights, right? Like early morning. Right? I save money. So I woke up. I couldn't sleep, right? So I was like, fuck it. Like, I'll just like put my clothes, I'll just like get ready now, and then I'll go to bed and then wake up like an hour or two, right?
Yeah.
Or I forgot if I wasn't even going to sleep. And I don't know if this is because like my mind like was just all over the place. And I don't know if this was because I was tired. So, you know, on my TV, right? I have like one of those things where like you mount the TV on, you can like turn the direction of the TV.
Yeah, yeah.
I had the stickers on the side so it wouldn't ruin the walls.
Yeah.
That shit randomly falls off, right?
Damn.
And randomly at night, that time, it fell off. That happens. I hear my name. Someone says my name. No one's home. I'm by myself. Someone says my name. I hear it. Okay. That happens. I was like, shit, something's just like that. I'm not even joking. No, but it sounded like I knew who the person was. You know how sometimes you hear shit and then you're not supposed to like, apparently you're not supposed to like say, acknowledge it.
I'll say after.
Yeah. So you're not supposed to acknowledge this voice, right? If you hear it. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, huh? Like I said, huh, right? I was like, fuck. So low-key acknowledged the voice, right?
Yeah.
And the theory is that these are like ghosts that like try to like possess you or whatever. I don't know if it's possession, right? So I gave into it. Next thing you know, I go downstairs, get some food. I was like, what the fuck's happening? I feel like something's like on my back. Like it feels like heavy, right? And I don't know if this is the spirit latched onto me or what, but I felt heavy, bro. And that happens. And I just go to my room, put my kambal on, right? I was like, hide my face, bro. I was like trying to sleep. My heart's racing fast. I feel like something's like squishing me.
Thing that it now sound there.
Yeah.
When I was in India, back in India.
Oh, it happens to me all the time.
I used to walk either with any walks or random hallways in school.
Yeah.
I used to hear my name a lot. Like, khali ground aaj mainu na sunna.
And it's always like a familiar voice.
Yeah. I'm like, is someone calling me? But I didn't give in. I was not like, huh, huh, hanji.
I did that. That's my
I just looked and just.
You booked it. Imagine 6'3".
Bro, another thing I would say is the kada protects you too, bro.
Kada protects you.
Yeah.
Kada, you just chant, you just say Waheguru, you're chilling, bro.
I especially, I've had, like the kadas I've had from like Gurdwara that I got from like, like India or like Gurdwara, I feel like it's more powerful.
This one is from Harmandir Sahib Golden Temple.
Same. Dasi. This is a gift, so. Yeah.
This was a childhood one from my grandma.
Okay, okay.
So she, I think, bro, special powers, like infinity stones, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, the thing like jadon naas hunda, it's so like suppose you're just walking alone in a big ass ground and someone's calling your name and there's no one.
Yeah, that's happens to me all the time. It happened to me like, in Western the most.
That's never happened to
so
me.
So it happened to me the most in Western Canada High School, and that's like an old like school, and then it's like from World War times, and then apparently there's like bodies under the ground, the tunnels and shit.
One thing that I've like learned about, especially in Canada, there's a lot of places where it's under native burial grounds.
And there's a lot of fights that happen here too.
Yeah,
a lot of dead bodies, bro.
Native terrifies me. If you search it up, skinwalkers. Do you know what skinwalkers?
Oh, we talked about this last episode.
You'll see it tonight,
bro.
You'll see the episode at 6 o'clock.
6 p.m. Scary shit, bro.
I've talked about this in the episode that got deleted about the rabbit thing.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so I, right? Okay, I'm gonna have to bleep that out. I can't tell everyone where I live. So where I live, right? I was coming home at late at night, but in the car. I always like put on part when I'm like going anywhere, right?
Yeah.
I'm just driving, chilling. There's this long road that connects the two areas, like from Calgary to like where I live. There's a long road, right? And I'm just chilling. And this is, it's not a highway, it's just like a regular neighborhood road, right? So part lag gaya hai. Corner of my eye, I see a rabbit, right? I'm like, okay, nice rabbit, right? But the rabbit, you know how
rabbits,
I was like, okay, nice, nice rabbit, right? And but you know how animals like get spooked by cars, right? You know how rabbits like they're trying to run away. This one started following my car, right?
That's fucked.
It started following my car for a good 2-3 minutes first, right? Then I turn a left and I book it. I was like, okay, like this is kind of weird. I didn't think of too much of it. I tend to speed a lot, as you guys noticed today, right? I tend to speed a lot. So from the stop sign, I took a left, right? I forgot. I don't know if I went to Tim's or what, because Tim's is usually open. It's like 24 Tim's. Hours.
Yeah.
I went to Tim's, got my coffee, went back, bro. This is on the way to my house now.
Yeah.
I see another rabbit. I don't know if it's the same rabbit. I don't know if it's a different rabbit. Motherfucker, follow me again. And I don't know, the only reason it didn't come too close to me was because I had barton.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because of that. But bro, this thing followed me to my house.
Damn. Yeah, bro, that shit's scary, bro. There's some things in this world where we will never fully understand.
Yeah.
Like never.
I feel like you're not meant to understand though. Because once you know everything, then you're... Yeah, I don't know how to say
like
it.
There's nothing more.
Yeah, there's nothing else. You're not meant to listen. Like, you're not meant to know, sorry. Like, you see all of these people that, like, find out the way to life. What usually happens to them? They pass away.
Bro, I'm going to have trouble sleeping tonight, bro. Bro, I'm going to call. I'm actually going to call you, bro. I'm no being
one,
serious.
Bro, no one is meant to know the secrets of this world. We're just supposed to live. Yeah. I feel like it.
I mean, yeah, but the thing is, like... People get
Matrix theory.
What's curiosity? The Matrix theory?
If you know everything, you're out of the Matrix.
That goes back to simulation theory.
Yeah,
I have.
If you know it, you don't live in it.
Yeah. I have a little bit of a you know thing to fight about Matrix.
Yeah.
What is your definition of Matrix?
I don't even know. Right here, everyone say
because people think getting out of Matrix is getting money, getting rich.
No. It's not that.
It's kind of like
simulation theory.
Yeah, so it's kind of like Matrix is like you're in the game right now.
Uh-huh.
This is what I understand it. This, you're in the, like, say you're GTA, we're in the game. I'm Franklin, GTA fucking 6. Michael, you're Trevor.
Crazy motherfucker.
So you're in Trevor, right? So we're just in the game right now. We're playing. We're the characters. We're the main characters, right?
Yeah.
They don't, in the game, they don't know that they're fucking a game, right? They know they're they just think they're people. What if that's us?
But once
you realize that, then you get out of that. You get pulled out of that simulation.
The thing is then religion, it's not real then.
That's the thing. That's what scares me. It's just meant to guide you. No, what if religion is just supposed to control you?
No, stop. Nay.
Oh.
Nay. Nah, bro.
Okay.
Bro, there's just too many things in my life where I'm just like, nah, bro, God is real.
Yeah, no,
it's just
I know.
It's happened to me too. There's just no way.
What if it's just the maker, like, just coding something in just for you?
Nah, bro, you're fucked.
Okay, see. See, man,
bro, you're scaring
me. Bro. Now, I'm not a good guy. Because pehla jab chote hunde, I used to go to Gurdwara every day.
Same, bro.
Hon main janda nahi. I haven't been to Gurdwara.
Same, I'm gonna be honest.
I'm the opposite.
I'm
the opposite.
I haven't been on the wall. I'm gonna go today. Definitely, I'm gonna go today, bro.
I'm the opposite.
Jadon Gurdwara janda si, I used to feel like more good.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go today definitely.
Yo, me too.
So grade 6, grade 7.
Yeah.
Oh, the main Gurdwara jana chhadya. I went on the bad path.
Oh really?
Ki get the what like, is bad path?
Bad path mana bigad gaya, not a
good path. Explain the
no, nothing.
Fighting?
Explain like fighting.
Fem? Fem?
No, fem. I used to be friends with like older guys who were like 24, 25 then. Main aur sara like 14 years, 13 years. I used to be friends with them. They were like, ek bich beta lagi hai, then main set ho gaya.
Yeah, no, that's proper.
Yo, mummy di chapet and chappal, bro.
You can clip this.
Yeah, best medicine. Best medicine.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Okay, I was gonna say something. I forgot what I was gonna say, man. What were we talking about first? Oh, simulation theory.
Simulation theory. Wait, did you find what room was it in the Banff Springs? The
haunted room? Okay, that was a long time ago. No, it doesn't say the room, but it says that hotel, the Fairmont Banff Springs.
I am not.
But okay, that's my thing. My thing with simulation theory is that. Okay, no, sorry. Not simulation theory. I was going to talk about Antarctica.
Okay.
Okay, I talked to this on the episode that got deleted as well.
No. You're regarded. Pichli bar kita pa.
No, I didn't talk too much about it. Like, okay. With Antarctica, right? The Antarctica theory. It's like they have secret bases in Antarctica that actually hold like all the power, that like hold all the information about this world that no one knows. Mm. If you go on Google Maps right now, search up Antarctica, try dropping there, you can't. There's no satellites that like go on Antarctica. There's been so many instances where scientists go there and they just randomly die.
Oh yeah,
randomly
die in Antarctica, and they'll be in the pods. No one knows how they die, right? They probably know too much. You know what I mean? That's a thing. That's another thing that scares me. And I don't know if that like holds like all, like maybe there's like something there that like holds all the power to this
could,
world.
I mean, it could be,
right? Because they're trying to isolate it, and no one's allowed to like.
They have the thing called the seed vault. You know what the seed vault is?
No, I don't know.
They have like a bunch of
yeah,
a bunch of seeds vaulted into fucking just in case just in case the world goes to shit. They have a bunch of seeds where they can plant.
Yeah,
they have a vault to secure.
Yeah.
So there's that too, and just then there's like like some agreement that happened with Antarctica. Like it's not claimed by any country, right? Like Antarctica is not claimed.
Yeah, it's not claimed by any country.
Why? Because there's probably like something there. You know what I mean?
Fucking Yeti, bro.
Imagine.
Yeti.
You know what's crazy about Canada? You know in the upper part, near, no, more like the Yukon territories.
Yeah, Yukon, above that, none of it type shit.
Close to Antarctica, we have like a little bit of land near there, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, there's undrilled oil, like lots of oil.
Yeah.
You know what Russia did?
What?
They came there and put a flag there. So they can claim the oil.
Oh yeah, isn't it like wait, I thought that was America that had it.
No, I don't. It was. I think it was a struggle between. I think Canada and U.S. were like trying to go there, but then Russia reached there first.
Okay.
I don't know if they have drilled in there due to like endangering species or whatever. But you know, government doesn't give a fuck about that, bro.
Yo, man, they label such endangerment of species. They label random shit just random to like.
Oh, cool.
And we're so gullible, we believe it.
See,
like
they won't save anything. They'll save pandas.
Panda.
Yo, red pandas are so cute.
Okay, they're
so cute
though.
Red pandas are so cute.
But if they're cute, they don't even eat on their.
Bro, do you see the one getting scared? It's like, ah.
Oh, yo, man, pet panda.
Yo.
I have a pet panda.
Aw. What sound does a panda make?
They scream.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video of the panda just tumbling down?
Yeah.
It just falls.
It's my neck, bro.
A Monica playing rugby just tumbles. I'm joking.
That's how I broke my wrist.
Yo, do you guys watch this YouTube channel, Outdoor Boys?
No, I don't, bro. What's it about?
You don't know I watch Outdoor Boys?
No, I don't, bro.
You watch
Outdoor Boys? Maybe I've seen a couple videos. What do they do?
It's basically just search it up. You probably see
it on search it up.
The guy. He basically goes and travels in Alaska alone.
Yeah.
Doing like a couple of like expeditions and stuff.
Oh, these guys. Yeah.
Bro,
dad and the son, right?
I really want to do that. I really want to do that shit.
Imagine you go on like an expedition, right? Imagine you see some crazy ass shit and you can't tell anyone. Like, you're just like, no one's going to believe you.
Well, you take pictures. Bro, he records it. So you just take pictures of it. What if you take pictures and then after you show someone, it gets deleted.
Oh.
Like randomly just check is gone, bro.
Ghost. That's happened with ghosts and stuff, right? Like you record something and then you try to go to show someone, it's not there.
See, that's corrupted. Have you watched Ghost Adventures, right? When they try to record, their battery would just run out.
Yo, drain. Theory, episode 2 got deleted because we talked about too much religious shit.
Oh.
Too much. We talked about too much religious shit. Yeah. Like why is the sky blue?
The sky. Why is the sky blue?
Okay, well, no. What they say is a reflection from the ocean, right? Or like, oh, the sky. No, sorry. No, that's the opposite. The ocean's blue because of a reflection from the sky.
But bro, there's probably some scientific reason for that.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to search that shit.
Okay, what's the scientific
reason? We're just retarded.
Okay, scientific reason, yeah. When the light comes from sun, it gets reflected. Blues up the reflector that because it has something. Physics, I don't know physics.
Yeah, so I don't know physics either.
That's why ocean's blue. But no, religion. Blue was one I own or buy a
color. What if there's so many other colors in this room right now? And we just see gray.
We just see gray because it's reflecting the moon.
Yo, chill, bro. What the fuck? Yo, like the Roy G. Biv, bro.
Roy G. Biv, yeah. Wait. What happens after you die? What's your theory?
Reincarnation.
No, but like, if what do you see? Like, what happens? Like,
you see a light.
No. So
what? How are you?
Okay.
Existential crises like this. Wait, one second. Let me just say one thing. Okay. I have existential crises sometimes where I'm like, what if I didn't exist? What if I wasn't born?
Okay, chill, bro.
You know what I mean?
This guy's tripping me out.
Okay. I trip myself out, bro. Think about that. It goes in my head every day.
See, I have like very few memories. Chota means like a year or before.
I thought you couldn't develop memories till you
were 3. Yeah, I know. Okay, so ek memory is like I was playing with my dad.
Yeah.
In a room.
Yeah.
Ek wo memory mere ko hai, yeah. And one memory is
you're in the womb.
No.
Your past life.
No. One memory. It's not even.
I know past people life. With past life.
It's not
bro.
Even past life. I see a guru on a coda.
Yeah.
And then I jump off a cliff and then
you
I don't
die.
Know any, and I don't know anything.
So that might be your past life.
Yeah. That is my past life or something after life. This is before I had memories or I was able to walk. This is being there like the dimag ji
ododi. I have stuff like that too.
Hun tak mitti nahi hai.
I have stuff like that too.
Like, okay, you have different stuff, but my stuff is
it sticks with you, right?
I see apna Sikh guru.
Yeah.
Like a full Sikh bana. Odo mainu pata nahi si Sikhi ki
Do you know what happens like after you die in Sikhi?
You get reincarnated.
No, but do you know how? Like, so basically what happens is, this is like a rough.
Doesn't it depend on like how good you were? It depends on what you'll be in the next life.
So when you die, I think if you're a bad person.
You become like a rock or inanimate. Jute.
You know the Jute? Jute, but
like? Yeah.
I don't know.
Like ghosts, they'll take you. Yeah. And they'll drag you across like a bridge.
Yeah.
Right? This would be either to, like, I don't know how to explain it fully because I didn't do my full research. But if you're like a bad person, it'll drag you to all the way to Taramraj. You know what Taramraj is, right?
The court
where they judge you.
Okay.
And either if you're a bad person, you will get sent to one of the seven hells. Depends on how bad you did. Or if you did really good, you get to one of the seven heavens.
Upper levels. Yeah.
The highest being Satchkhand.
This isn't Sikhi?
Sikhi. Highest being Satchkhand.
Jadon tak apna like end nahi hunda.
I'm not.
Isn't it? You only go to that once you're perfected. You're done. Your time here is done.
If you become shaheed, martyr, there's like Siddha Guru Arjan Dev.
Siddha Guru de Pehra Jan.
Yeah.
Because itte likhe like our thing is like so jo bhi hai ga Baba ji ne kya.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the whole thing.
Because Baba ji ne kya hoya ki jo hai ga itte hi hai. You know what I mean?
Itto baad kuch nahi.
There's no afterlife.
What?
Yeah. Once you're done, you're done.
Who said that?
It's in our Guru Granth Sahib.
Once you're done your reincarnations, you're done.
Yeah, you're done. Once you perfect being a human.
Oh. But your energy gets transferred to Waheguru.
Yeah.
But Waheguru, but you're done.
You become one with Waheguru.
Yeah, you become one with Waheguru, which is like a...
It's the best blessing you can ever have.
Even explaining it is a sin. You can't explain it.
Oh, okay.
Don't take anything word for it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. You can't explain it.
Sorry. I didn't know that.
But don't take anything of my word for it. I'm not like that educated. I'm still working my
way. Is it actually a sin to explain it?
Well, that's what I heard. Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not going to sleep.
Because you can't explain it.
I'm not going to sleep.
You can't explain it, right?
You can't. It's unexplainable. Yeah, exactly. Let's just stop talking. I'm going to stop thinking.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do a little 10 more minutes and we're done.
Let's talk about cars, yeah.
Cars, bro. What's your dream car?
Dream gaddi? Range.
A range?
Yeah. Range, what's the range?
Oh. Price range. Anything, bro. Doesn't matter. Anything.
Porsche
what?
911 GT4.
Yeah, it's not
old classic, yeah.
Classic.
Old
classic. 77 Mustang or like sorry, a Chevelle. Or is it 79 Chevelle?
Mustang? Bro. Charger. Old one? Like 1976?
Charger. Oh, my. Yeah.
76 Charger.
The long ones?
Long ones.
Oh, my.
Bro, okay, cool, sounds amazing. I would love a 67 Mustang.
Yeah.
Like 67 with like the blue paint and that's my dream car.
Dom Torito.
When was the first Shelby out? That was a nice car too.
1960s, 1970s.
Wasn't it 1967?
You guys fuck with bikes?
Yeah. I want a bike, bro. No one's gonna let me get one.
Bro, fuck the clutch, bro. Clutch is actually damn annoying, man.
What? Bro, it's so fun.
Do you ride?
Do I ride?
Yeah.
No, I fucking what's it called? I drove one of my friend's bikes with the clutch.
Yeah.
And it was a most annoying.
I know a couple people. I know a couple like they're like part of the SM like sick motorcycle.
That's why you get a DCT bike. No. Dual clutch transmission. But
these guys have all like Harleys, bro. I don't know what they
are. One DCT. Of the uncles have a Bullet too.
DCT. Oh, really? DCT is automatic. You just put that shit in drive.
Oh, it's just like a Gaddi?
No.
Yeah. Why? What's wrong with that?
Nobody. See, Gaddi is the automatic car. Now you want to do bikes?
No, but like imagine.
Electric, the Hoyana side. Imagine. Get away anyways.
Because the way you want a motorcycle, a lot of people want motorcycles to drive fast, but I want a cruiser to like go through the mountains. I don't want to keep worrying about clutch. Yeah, but clutch. Look,
yo.
No, you don't have to clutch every time.
I know, but like still.
Once you're set at 100, you just go on 100.
Bro, but think about it. Like once everything's a motor, once the engine, they're going to make everything like electric, right?
Electric's fucked.
Electric bikes. Oh, they're already trying to make electric. They already started making electric bikes. Okay. All right, boys.
All right, boys.
We're gonna end it here, man. We're gonna get you back on, Mr. Kunguda.
Yo, let's, bro. I'm down.
Next time,
haunted house, bro.
With lunch.
Down, bro. Let's do it.
As always, a little wise word from Manik.
Welcome, my dear. Phir wahi gala ki gurdwara jao, gym tum jao.
Agree.
Kam kum karo.
I'm gonna go today, 100%.
Apni community da naara chak karo. Te baki. Brown boys out.
Brown boys out, baby. Play the outro.
Kiss, kissy, kissy, bro.
All right.